This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
So we are about a week away from the jury selection beginning in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell, which is going to be an interesting thing to see. Lots of speculation about how long this will take, what will be done, where will the trial go. Joining me to discuss it right this very second is Tracy Walder. She's a former CIA and FBI agent. You've been following this case for a long time now. What do you think we're going to see next week as this thing starts to get off the ground with jury selection?
So I do think jury selection is going to take longer in this case than what I think, you know, the public's used to with like the Murdaugh case. I mean, they sat a jury real quickly in South Carolina. Most states take far longer than that to seat a jury. I do think what we're going to see, look, I think that Lori Daybell is very, I don't like to use the word smart, right? Because that's positive. But this is a woman who understands how to manipulate the legal system, right? She already got death penalty taken off the table for her. She is invoking her right to a speedy trial to get her and her husband's case separated. And so I would not be surprised to sort of see some of these like last minute rulings. Also, I think they're going to have to work out logistics. I know she was moved to the jail to be closer to the courthouse, but they're going to have to work on logistics, right? In terms of getting her back and forth each day and all of that. And so I think that's what's really going to be going on right now. A lot of logistical stuff, if you will.
Sure. In terms of what we're going to be seeing as a defense, I think for the most part, we all have a pretty good idea of what
Alex did. That's what she's gonna say.
Is that going to be it? It's going to be, how does that story play out though? How does that work timeline wise? Because when I look at this timeline, I don't see how that's even possible.
I mean, look, here's the thing. I think she also, I mean, she submitted her alibi, 9 months too late?
Yeah.
So we have that. She kind of showed her hand, right? And it sounds like that's what she's going to pin a lot of it on is her brother, right? Mm-hmm. Alex. And so I think, I don't see how the timeline adds up, but I do feel that he probably had a hand in helping her. I do think he did a lot of her dirty work.
Yeah.
And I know that that sounds terrible, but he's not here to defend himself. And I think that's the way she wants it.
Is this going to be a direction of Alec did this on his own? I mean, you'd almost have to argue that if to not be found guilty, because I know the documents that came out said, even if she was involved in some way, shape or form, she can be found guilty on these charges. But there doesn't seem to be a reason for Alec to do something like that on his own. And again, the timeline's questionable. He might have been dead in the way that some of this plays out timeline wise.
You know, I think in terms of, you know, like you were mentioning, she's going to have to prove, right, that he acted alone. Mm-hmm. Because you're right, even if she has some kind of tertiary involvement, she's still guilty and will still be sentenced as such. Yeah. And so I think the issue, and I think what she's going to do is point to the fact it's no secret that he had a lot of issues, substance abuse issues, mental issues, all of those things. And I think that's what she's going to really hang her hat on to show that he did this independently, that he was capable of doing that. He'd been violent before. I really do think that that's what she's going to exploit.
It's going to be interesting if that can be successfully done. How do you think the prosecution is going to stand up against that sort of a claim?
I personally don't think it's going to be that difficult for them. They may need to. I'll be interested to see if they get it. If she's using that as her defense, they will need to ask for his medical records, any mental health records, those kinds of things to show. Also, they'll probably use, to your point, was he even there? Cell phone records, those kinds of things. I think it's going to be a very easy argument for them to poke holes in, because I have a feeling that there's not going to be any data of him being close to there at all.
Sure. It's so bizarre. I mean, do you think there will be anything or a reason any of this will be brought up of the allegations of her and Alex having some sort of a relationship? We've heard so many rumblings of that from former spouses of Alex and others talking about very bizarre brother-sister actions, simulating sex, things of that nature. That seems to also be a key part of that relationship, but I don't know how deep they can dig on that.
I'm not sure. I think that that's such an excellent question. I'm sorry I'm not giving you a response right away. I'm just trying to think about that. I'm not sure that it's going to be relevant to the case, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that proving that, wasting their time to prove that, right? Does it perhaps show deviance in behavior? Yeah. But is that relevant to the killing, right, of these two little ones? Not necessarily. And I think that they have other methods and other reasons to show that he may do something like this for her. Look, is their relationship odd? Yes. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure that they need that to be successful in terms of prosecuting the case.
It's easy to go down the rabbit hole of character assassination in this because they're very bizarre, strange, seemingly evil characters here. But again, we have to go and say, how did this crime get committed? Who committed it? And was this, even feasible for her or her and Chad to do it together? It's not just these are two crazy people. So proving that is going to be very key. Do you think this is just going to be basically the first run of this trial? We're going to see how it goes. And then Chad, when he goes to trial, is going to be a short repeat of it, because it's going to be so many of the same things? Or do you think there's very different cases here against Chad and against Lori?
Gosh, that is an excellent question. I do think that there's different cases here, if you want me to be completely honest with you. I do think that it's going to be easier for them to prove Lori's involvement in the death of her children than Chad's, quite frankly. Yes, they were found on Chad's property. We know that. But I do think that she has kind of more of a motivation, if you will, to ultimately kill them. So I will be interested. I would hope it's not a rinse and repeat. That's not usually successful, because you kind of already tipped your hand in terms of what you're doing. So I'll be interested to see if they will do a repeat for him.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Tracy Walder, former CIA FBI agent, thank you so much for coming on and giving your insight as we begin to go down the road of the Lori Daybell trial in less than a week. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our coverage of that as it comes about. We're going to be there for you, giving you updates as we get them. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.